This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm sweaty.
Yeah?
Yeah, real sweaty.
I was pretty sweaty.
Yeah?
Really sweaty, actually, after I went running.
Well, I thought your sweatshirt said Humboldt, but it's Homebody. Nope. Homebody. I like that.
I just, you know, I've been in my gym clothes all day, but I'm... You know, it's funny that I thought to myself, I'm just going to put on, maybe if I put on this sweatshirt, mm-hmm. It's not super thick either. It'll bring together the whole homely look I've got.
Oh yeah. I know it's doing. Yeah. It's actually perfect.
Cool.
Spot on. Nice. Spot on. Yeah. Cause you look like real shit.
Man. Do I ever though?
No, I've seen you look way worse.
Well,
we'll just put it that way.
Yeah, I was, so today was my nephew's first day of school. Jack's first day of kindergarten.
Nice.
He's been very nervous.
Oh, has he?
He told me, I asked him, you know, last week, I said, you excited? He said, yeah, but he was just so nervous that he wouldn't make any friends.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
And where Robin was telling him, like, just talk to the kids like you talk to adults. Just ask them, you know, if they have any plans later.
That's so cute.
I was on a call and Robin was FaceTiming me if she just picked him up from school.
Uh-huh.
And
did he have fun?
I couldn't answer it. And so I declined it because I was on a phone call. Next thing I know, here comes my mom up the stairs and she's on her FaceTime. It's Jax.
Uh-huh.
And she's coming over and she shows, I had my phone on speakerphone, so I took it off so I could keep having the call while they were talking.
Yeah.
And he just says to Todd on FaceTime, can I talk to Aunt Brooke? And so I FaceTimed him after to ask him how his school day was. And he goes, hey, guess what? I said, what? And he said, they have school lunch. And I And I go, oh yeah, they do have school lunch. I said, yeah. What did you have? And he said, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I said, well, did mom make that for you? Or did you eat lunch at school? And he said, mom made it. And I told him, I was like, well, just so you know, whatever you bring from, you bring a home lunch, you know, a sack lunch. I was like, it's probably going to be way healthier for you than if you eat at school.
Well, that's definitely true.
And I said, did you have lunch in your classroom or did you have it in like a different big room? And he goes, oh yeah, we had it in a cafeteria. And he goes, we had it in a big cafeteria that had basketball hoops
in the gym.
Yeah. You guys, my little nephew is,
he's so funny.
He just went to kindergarten and man, kids are funny.
Kids are funny. My kids never had, they always had lunch outside.
Yeah.
But I think it's our area is more mild. So they would have lunch inside because they never had really a cafeteria.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. No.
Well, I feel like I feel like a lot of the schools I've seen kind of have like that.
Well, we had a cafeteria.
Like the indoor outdoor.
Yeah. we had a cafeteria that we would actually eat inside of that wasn't the gym.
Yeah.
But my kids have all gone to schools that all, they either eat lunch inside if it's like the weather's crappy, like they eat at their desk.
Oh, really?
Or they eat at picnic tables outside. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a cafeteria, but our cafeteria was
the gym,
in elementary school.
Oh, okay.
And growing up, and you could eat lunch outside.
Yeah.
But also it's hot as shit here in the summertime. So,
right. Well, that's what I'm wondering. Cold. I think it's probably not as common here because the weather's so mild.
Yeah. Year round.
Either way.
Yeah. Be outside.
Yeah. You can be outside. I know it's always strange to me when I go to other states and there's no kids outside.
Man, that was like, that was like
so hot or so cold.
When we went to, like when I was in Santa Cruz, mm-hmm. obviously there's no reason for me to go to like a high school game. Right.
Right. Well, you went to Ruby's.
Yes, but that's the point I'm gonna make. We already talked about this.
Yeah. How shitty it was.
Well, it's like we went to watch Ruby cheer at a football game.
Yeah.
And I got there and I thought, where are all the students? You know, like where are the people and the fans in the bleachers? Like
they were there. Families?
Man, tiniest group of people ever.
Well, they're just their school's not that big. It's a smaller town.
It just blew my mind because like I grew up where I grew up, you know, and all my siblings played sports. I'm the youngest. I went to a lot of sporting events. It's like the whole town rallied behind it. And that was the first time I was I was in California and going to like a football game. And it felt like, I really felt like it's promoted to me how I felt about like a Santa Cruz, like UCSC, right? University of California, Santa Cruz. People would explain it to me in a way where like, it's not really a sports forward. It's not really like a sports college, right? It's not like it's more like a
academic.
Yeah. And very specific, like
outdoorsy,
really known for some of like the different degrees you can get there.
Well, they have like their outdoor programs. So like they have, you know, like horticulture or like, you know, they have a lot of farming type stuff. Yeah. They have their arboretum or whatever the frick you call it.
Well, I feel like a lot of places have those, but I hadn't been really.
But it's more.
I hadn't been to an area where like it didn't feel like it rallied behind, you know, like typical like team sports, I guess. But I knew from living in that area, I knew that about the college. I knew that about the town, like really big into mountain biking and cycling, right? And none of those things are really big spectator sports per se. But then going to a high school football game, I was like, yeah, we're going to watch Ruby cheer, which we did watch her cheer, but it took me back to like, I hadn't been to like a high school game in a very, very, very long time. Yeah. Right. So I only had like one thing in mind of like what it might be like. And then me and Gina got there and I was like, where is everybody?
It's just, and also it was Scotts Valley, which is like probably the smallest high school in the area.
Yeah.
So yeah, small town.
Okay. So you guys, I'm leaving me and Gina.
We are. Dude,
did you see that?
I did. That was really good. I think the sweatshirt's helping.
Oh, yes. It definitely
is. It's like me. It's like, you can see every little bit. It's like, oh no, it's definitely not doing anything. Yeah.
What's this called? The wave?
The wave? I don't know. Okay. We used to call it the wave.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Part of a robot. Okay. We're leaving for Bali.
We are.
So soon. And here's one of my concerns.
Go.
Well, many concerns.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm having so much trip anxiety right now.
Dude, join the club.
So much. Yeah.
I've been real stressed. Mm-hmm. Dad's real stressed.
Uh-huh.
Oh man, dad is stressed.
I can see it.
And, but it's going to be okay. You know, mm-hmm. most of the anxiety is the day of travel.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get through it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But here's what I'm thinking, you guys. So, I've called an audible for myself and I'm scared because
what?
An audible, I've called an audible and
called
the audible,
an audible.
Yeah. I'm going to take my extensions out.
What?
Yeah.
For the trip.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I'm a little stressed. Well, and okay. So I think, you know, we've talked about our hair on here before.
Like it's probably too much.
Too many times.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, I think that, and this is just me, I'm sure Gina might argue this, but I'm going to say it anyways. Mm-hmm. Gina's hair with her extensions, it works a lot better than mine.
No, it does. And then it lasts longer and it's, I don't have as many problems with mine.
Yeah. I have a lot more problems and, you know, I have experienced, cause I've been in Florida so much. And even as soon as I got back this last trip back home, it's been so rainy here, which is a good thing. But at the same time, it's really humid.
Yeah.
Like a lot more humid than what it normally is. More humid than where you are.
Yeah.
So, but from being in Florida, you know, one thing that does make my hair more difficult is I sweat a lot. And if you're training and I'm exercising a lot, sweating a lot. So I end up needing to like wash my hair more often. I feel like I just kind of am a lot harder on my extension hair than, I don't know, like a lot of the women that can go and get their hair done and, you know, even just like get a blowout and it lasts them a couple of days or a few days, not me. It's rough. And so what I was thinking about is the humidity can be so difficult on me when I'm in Florida, just managing my hair, because I don't know if this whole process of getting my hormones in check, you know, is also playing a role, but I feel like, especially in the humidity, my hair and whoever's hair I've purchased that's attached to my head mm-hmm. is just really button heads.
Yeah. They're too different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because my hair, like all my short hair that's up on my calic, it is getting longer, but you know how slow it works. Uh-huh. It's like taking a long time. I am worried that when I go to Bali and I am faced with, have you looked at the weather, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I looked yesterday. There's going to be like some like rain and like eight in the 80s, yeah. like high 80s.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about is this. All right. So St. Petersburg. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw that.
Because I've been in St. Pete where you're like, I mean, definitely in the 80s and 90s with, you know, 70% humidity.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to Bali where, I mean, it's give it a couple of weeks, but we're still going to be looking at like high 70s, but it is actually 100. I get it right now on my phone. It says 99% humidity.
I looked it up yesterday and it said 100%.
Yes.
I was like, oh shit.
So I've been,
it's probably a smart thing for you to just do that because I'm probably just going to be complaining the whole time and wishing I shaved my head.
But that's the thing. I know that's what's going to happen to me.
Yeah.
But what I do have a hard time with is I feel like my hair and my extension hair, it's also been such a process to find a new hair person. You guys, oh my God. I know if anyone out there who, even for guys that go to their guy who cuts their hair or the woman that cuts their hair, you find a person and you love them.
Right.
And when you find someone new, there are some serious growing pains. And I have liked my hair, but still, I mean, it's never, to be completely honest, it hasn't worked for me as well as it did when I was getting my hair done in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Like, especially even just in the gym. And I think a lot of it is just placement and, you know, how things are put in, but what do you do? So I am thinking I'm going to go and I talked to the girl that's here in town that has moved my extensions up for me mm-hmm. the last couple times when I've been at home. And I asked her, you know, the plan would be to this, maybe take them out and put one row in and cut them just to give me thickness
uh-huh.
and then just not have a bunch of like, and don't have all the extensions
to
go, you know, because if it's going to be kind of rainy and it's definitely going to be damp and sweaty, I'm like, well, I'll probably have a hat on or put my hair in a ponytail almost the whole time. But if knowing me, high chance of me shaving my head if I don't do it when we're there.
I wouldn't let you.
I know you wouldn't, but I'm scared. I'm scared.
I love that people are like, wait, that's what you're scared of?
No, I know, you guys.
Like, I was having anxiety today. I mean, I'm sure other people can identify with this, right? Like, you're going to be gone for an extended period of time. And so it's not just even the fact that I cannot afford to fly first class to Bali. It's 32 hours there, 24 hours back. I have back issues. I've got, you know, I'm like, I'm going to have to be so loaded up on Advil and I don't know. I need to find Xanax somewhere so I can just be knocked the fuck out on the airplane. Daniel and I stay the night in Singapore. We stay over in the Singapore airport, which I think is hilarious that he, I think, is more excited about that than anything. Because
that is funny. That's funny.
That the Singapore airport has these pods you can rent to sleep in.
Yeah. I don't know if we're in the Singapore airport too.
I don't know if you guys are either.
We are, but we have an 8-hour layover.
Yeah, so that's what we have. So I think we get in at like 7 into Singapore and then we fly out at like 6 a.m. the next morning. So we'll be there like all night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So I think ours are pretty similar. But yeah, you guys. So we're both, we're having some travel anxiety.
I know. People here, like me and my mom went to the bank this morning to look into
changing money over.
Money before. Mm-hmm. Well, Wells Fargo, they can't do that. They can take that type of currency, but they don't, they wouldn't order it in anyways. So Devin actually did some research and I guess what she's found. And after talking to the bank, she went in today, cause originally her bank said that they could do it for her. So, and my bank said they couldn't. So I sent her money to have her get some cash for me.
Yeah.
And then she called me to let me know that they said they actually couldn't. She doesn't know why they told her that they could, but then the guy she spoke to said that we would still probably get the best rate at the airport. So what we'll probably do is get some exchanged at LAX and then some exchanged there.
Mm-hmm.
But
I know there's so much to think about. And then I was looking at, you know, they're like the requirements and, you know, all this other shit. And then Courtney's telling me, cause okay. So you guys, sorry, Brooke and I are just talking as if you guys are not there, like we normally do. So Brooke is this whole trip. I'm sure she's talked about it before, is like through Trova trip. So this was planned back in like 2019. It was then because of the pandemic put off again. And then all of a sudden it was like, surprise, we are going. And so all of us have been kind of scrambling.
Not even everyone that was signed up to go is going.
Right.
Matt and Bonnie, you guys, I'm sure you've heard us talk about a couple of friends of ours, Matt and Bonnie. So they had a trip to Bali as well with Trova trip and theirs got
end
canceled,
of September.
But theirs got canceled because not enough people.
Oh, we're still going.
We're actually going at that deadline when you had to have everything paid for.
Oh, okay.
So we are going.
Yeah. Well, and the crazy thing is that, It was kind of like both of us were just like told about it. And we already, our friends, Daniel and Sam were supposed to be going. Sam is not going now, but Courtney is going. Our friend Courtney, you guys have heard us talk about her. So she'll be out there too. So Courtney was telling me, she's like, oh, you should make sure that you get this shot and that shot and get your medicine for malaria and all this shit. And I was like, what the fuck? Wait, what? I need to get all this stuff. So then my sister has a friend who was just in Bali, just went and just got back. And so she texted him and was like, Noah, dude, does Gina need to get all these vaccines before she leaves? He goes, no.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Devin looked into that too. She said she actually asked her doctor and she said, no, there's nothing that we need.
Yeah. I mean, you should see this list that Courtney gave me. I was like,
I've been doing some reading.
Yeah.
And these are a couple things to think about, which we'll be thinking about.
Okay.
Okay. So same thing as in Mexico, right? Don't brush your teeth using tap water. Right. Don't drink the water. If you're in like a nice restaurant or even like kind of like a middle class, like middle of the road restaurant, they say you should be fine.
Okay.
But if you're like, if you are walking around and, you know, you're looking at like the street food or like the markets, or maybe I'm thinking like fresh fruit, right? Just say no, because we don't, basically anything that can't, isn't like cooked, I would assume, but, okay. It is, they've probably rinsed like the fruit or whatever in water, right, to rinse, right, it, but we don't, it's probably better to just not consume any of that stuff.
Right. Well, and that's what I was thinking.
One thing that was recommended, and I was going to order some, so you'll be good. But someone had said it was actually the brand Bulletproof, but they have a charcoal supplement that's supposed, okay, to be good for your belly. And okay, just to take something like that.
Well, yeah. So she said that she got some azithromycin RX filled, which is for travelers' diarrhea.
Well, I mean,
she, I was like, she goes, you know, if I don't shit my pants, happy to share mine.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. What does the Weather Channel app share in common with a personal trainer and a life coach? It's an ally on your quest to wellness. What you do with this insight is up to you. Like running an extra mile when air quality is good, or checking your allergy forecast so not even ragweed can disrupt your chi. It's more than a weather app. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, guys. If you're out there and you have some tips for us.
Yeah, if you're, maybe you're a listener and you're like, I live in Bali.
Right. Or I've just been to Bali so many times. Like, this,
yeah.
The other thing I was reading is about mosquitoes. So like, just to make sure you have like a lot of repellent.
Yes. So
that's my other
Devin thing. Actually sent me a bunch of stuff that she has ordered already and been testing out, mosquito stuff. Because as you guys might remember, I am a delicacy to mosquitoes.
Oh, and yes.
They ruin me. They, yeah. I mean, they ruin me. They're like, why are you going to Bali? Yeah, I know. Because I love pain. So she ordered all these different little like sting bite relief things to try that are, yeah, kind of free, these treatments. And she said this specific one, I'll pull it up. It's called a BR60.
Okay.
She said it actually works. So the, I don't know how to pronounce this, but it's,
I would love to see Devin's testing process right now.
Right.
Like, is she just like collecting, looks like this, them?
Can you see it?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. It's like a little machine.
Yeah. So it's a insect sting and bite relief, bug, oh, bite healer for chemical free treatment of insect bites and stings, provides natural relief from itching and swelling from mosquito bites. She said that it kind of, oh, cool. Sorry.
What kind of, okay, sting?
So, well, she told me that it kind of hurts. Like, oh, it kind of hurts a little bit when you put it on the bite.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how long you hold it, but you put it on the bite and she said it kind of hurts a little bit. It reminds her of the silver spoon trick, where I've been known to heat a silver spoon and burn the,
yes,
mosquito bite.
Yes.
Because I read that a long time ago.
Yes.
And I do have scars from that, you, yeah, guys. So on my ankle, say, on my ankles.
Probably not the best.
So she said that this kind of is like that. And I'm looking at the pictures and it looks like it's a heat application accelerates healing.
Huh.
She told me that like either last night or the night before, she actually ended up with like a spider bite or something from working in her garage, probably, yeah, organizing. And she said she used it on it and it's gone.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to order a couple of them.
Yeah.
So I'll have those.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring a bunch of repellent.
And what else did she send me? This one, bug bite thing. Weird. Okay. This is called Everyone's like, we're talking about bugs? And he goes, bugs. Mosquitoes are they're the worst.
They are the worst.
And I have the worst reaction to them. It's a delayed reaction. It'll be like a day later, middle of the night. And I'll wake up to it like pulsing, almost like I was in like a cartoon. Like,
it's so, it's so aggravating.
This one's called bug bite thing. Okay. Bug bite thing suction tool.
Oh.
Poison remover.
Oh.
Bug bites and bee wasp stings, natural insect bite relief, chemical free. It looks like, you see that?
Oh, it looks like a chap. No, what's on it?
It looks like a chapstick tube.
I was going to say like a chapstick.
Oh, okay. Weird.
Looks like it has like a T on it.
Let me see if I can turn my brightness down and see if you can see it better.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's like a,
yeah.
It's almost like a syringe.
It almost looks like a syringe, you guys. And looks like you put it on the mosquito bite, and then you press down on it. And it says, what is this thing? Bug bite thing. It's called bug bite thing on Amazon. Is a suction tool that extracts irritants left behind by insects. Yes. Oh my God.
It reminds me of like, you know, when somebody gets a spider bite, you're supposed to suck it out and spit it out.
Yeah. That's what it says in here.
That's what it's doing.
It's showing you like a diagram of what it's pulling out of your skin. And it says venom/saliva. Cause that's what irritates us is either the venom or the saliva they leave behind. So apparently it sucks it out.
Where does it go?
You probably have to rinse it out. Yeah.
I wonder how much comes out. Interesting.
It has a keychain hole. So it's small enough. You can,
you can just take it on your backpack. Take it with you.
Reversible end cap. Okay. Not sure why you need it to be reversed. And then a stinger scraper. Like as if the stinger.
Oh yeah. I know you have to do that with bees. You're not supposed to pinch it. You're supposed to like flick it off.
I'm ordering us a couple of them.
Order a couple of them. Perfect.
Yeah.
They don't tend to like me that much as much as you.
Oh.
But watch me say that. Well, no, that's not like bragging.
No, dude. It's the same with Todd though. And even if he gets bit, it doesn't last as long.
Yeah. Like for me, I don't know. I look like I have a bite on my forehead right now. Got a nice new zit. All right. So I was going to read a couple of these emails. Oh, first of all, I had said that I was going to read this one last week and now I have to find it. Okay. So this is from Michelle and it says, hello, Brooke and Gina. I'm a longtime listener, so I feel like I can openly share this with you. Today, I sharted my pants. That's right. I sharted.
Read it again.
Okay. Today I sharted my pants. That's right. I sharted in my parents' kitchen.
there's not a better place to do it.
Right. Well, and some of it got on the floor.
Oh, what were you wearing?
I'm not sure. So many questions, Michelle. I personally found it hysterical, but was also thankful that I was by myself and could immediately strip out of my shorts and run to the shower. But the whole experience got me thinking, maybe you should collect war stories about people sharting their pants. I know Brooke has one. I now have one. I'm curious to know if Gina has one. I didn't just shart. I completely shit my pants. Like a full shit.
It was like
I've talked about on a different episode.
So good.
But I'm sure there are plenty of women out there who have done this and need an outlet to laugh about it. Maybe it's totally weird, but I felt like you guys were the kind of people who could actually laugh at something like that with me. Anyways, I hope you're both doing well. I still love your podcast and everything you both do. I miss seeing your Instagram shenanigans, but I understand life can get busy. Looking forward to the next episode. Cheers, Michelle. Well, Michelle, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I feel like we have talked about shitting and farting and everything else. Like, it's almost like our podcast should be called like 12-year-old boys.
I sharted again.
Yeah, or like, like the explanation is like 2 12-year-old boys wearing wigs talk about like, it's like all about hair and shitting and farting.
The podcast is just asking for a friend.
asking for a friend. But yes, well, you're not wrong, Michelle. We do laugh about that, and we appreciate that. And you know, I don't know if that many people want to share their sharding experiences, but we're more than open.
Man,
more than open to it.
And you know, there's different ones. I don't have different ones. You know, like both mine and Gina's experience was almost involuntary. Like,
yeah,
because it was Montezuma's Revenge.
Right.
And you have people though that just mistake a fart or a poop for, they think it's a fart.
Well, they trusted a fart when they shouldn't have.
Yeah. They trust in farts left and right.
Yeah. There's just been too much trust put into farts lately.
You just can't trust anything, especially not a fart. You know, because I've heard stories. Oh man, I'm gonna say this and watch my dad beat us like right outside the door.
Oh no.
You know, he's got a story where he was on his bike going on a bike ride.
Oh, I think you told this one.
And farted, actually sharted, and then had to ride his bike back home standing up out of the saddle the whole time. Man, what a pain.
Right.
You know?
I mean, you don't want it squishing around in there.
Yeah, no, you.
Somebody was telling me a story. I don't know if it was on Instagram, they were repeating it or what it was, but they were talking about how, oh, I think it was a comedian actually. Uh-huh. It was a comedian talking about how he had matched with this girl on Hinge or something or whatever. And he thought he was boring her. They had gotten an Uber somewhere. And as they were riding in the Uber, he thought he was boring her with all of his like war. I can't remember what he was calling it, like historical, like war knowledge or something. And he said that like mid ride, all of a sudden the girl had to like, oh gosh, I gotta go. And literally like opened the door and like got out of the car. Like almost as it's rolling, like,
yeah, like a full sprint, right?
Yeah. Like a full sprint, like left. And he was like, man, I must've like really, you know, bored her or something. Like she was really over it. And then found out from her friend later that she had sharted and wasn't sure what to do. So she bailed the car, and his whole thing was like, well, like that wasn't obvious. Like, so like you had to completely tuck and roll out of the car and like run off. So I don't know if that's true, but I thought it was.
Dude, I don't remember where I heard this story, and it's probably a good thing that I don't, because then I won't name any names.
Right.
But I've definitely heard a story from someone that I know where the story was basically this. It was a date, like a blind date or like a first date.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl needed to all of a sudden poop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she makes him pull over, and she just, there's like an open field, and she just takes off running. And the guy is chasing after her, and she's like, no, go back.
Oh my God.
Go back.
Go back. She's trying to get away from him. He's just worried about her. Like, I mean, you know, you think about being in those kinds of situations, right? It's like so fucking embarrassing. Like, what are you going to say? Like, hey, hold on, I'm going to go take a shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's true. Like, you're just trying to run away from your problem as if you're not going to have to like go back and face it after.
Like the guy's like chasing her. Oh, is everything okay? She's like,
no, go back.
Man, I cannot.
Can you find me a Kleenex or something?
I'm going to have to ask my mom. Oh, but I'm pretty sure that couple too ended up, they're married. They're doing great.
That's funny. I feel like I've heard that story.
Your first date. Just.
Dude, I feel like that was so something that would happen to me.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That would happen to you.
Right? So embarrassing. Like, how do you recover from that?
Man, hopefully they think farts are funny.
Yeah. Well, we even have a friend whose ex-girlfriend shit in his truck one time or something. And I was like, oh my God, like seriously, how do you come back from that? And that's the worst part is like now he's telling his friends, cause he's not with her anymore.
Yeah.
And we all know who the person is. And it's like, oh man, it'd be so embarrassing. All right. So I was going to read this one. This is from, okay, it's just titled Flannels. Hi, ladies. So sorry to bug you about something so silly, but Brooke, you've talked a few times on the podcast about your favorite flannel shirts. What brand are they? I'm looking for a nice flannel to wear on my wedding day while getting my hair done and whatnot. Thank you. Thanks for putting the podcast out weekly. I started listening from the beginning this past May and I'm all caught up now. It really stinks having to wait for a new one every week. But anyway, I hope you both are well. And Brooke, I hope you're starting to feel better. Thanks from listener in upstate New York, Megan. Well, Megan, we know exactly what our what Brooke's favorite flannel is.
So the
it's Rails,
Rails,
right? Yeah,
it's Rails. But I will say this: I've tried on some different ones because, like, you guys, if you've seen me, you've been watching for a while, you're wondering, you know exactly which one's my favorite. It's the black and white one that I have just ruined. I mean, I haven't ruined it, but I have worn that baby in. You know. Yeah. In some regard, people might pay top dollar for that worn out flannel because it would be one of those like vintage,
yeah,
you know, really expensive. Yeah,
worn in.
Yeah, someone would have picked it up at the, you know, the DI, which we Deseret Industries, it's like Salvation Army or, you know, somewhere secondhand, and then they would flip it and they would make a bunch of money on it. But mine, I've painted in it, worn it so much.
But this
I've tried to try on some new ones, like when I've been in a store, usually just Nordstrom, where they have them. And it's always a limited selection of like what they have on, like at the store on the rack. So I would say I recommend probably maybe checking them out online. Also, I don't know where you're in upstate New York. I'm not really sure what kind of stores you have around there, but I will say that you could probably get pretty lucky going into a IFA or like a Tractor Supply or Cal Ranch. Any of those stores do carry a lot of different brands that have some, you know, should have some good flannels. And a lot of the time I'll end up looking in the men's section. So if you're wanting to have like, I don't know what type of temperature, if you're wanting a flannel that's going to be nice and cozy and warm, going for something that's a little bit warmer that you might find at Cal Ranch or Tractor Supply. Something well, that you might find like not Carhartt, but one of those sort of brands that is going, it's going to hold up. Right. That's why I do like looking in the men's section, especially in the wintertime. If I'm looking for a flannel, that's going to be comfortable, but also be warm. Like it'll be good to layer or be able to put something on underneath. I'll look in the men's section because it's, you know, a little bit bigger, a little more oversized and warm. So if you're needing something warm, cozy and warm,
I don't think so.
I don't think I would go Rails.
Yeah. Well, it says she's wearing it on her wedding day. Probably something to just like button up. Probably Rails. So it's easy to get in and out. Yeah. Rails.
And they're very soft. They stay soft. Yeah. They are not cheap.
No.
But the quality is very nice. And yes. if you're wondering at all, like how long does it stay nice? A very long time. Even my black and white one that is nowhere near as soft as it was when my mother first gave it to me. But I have worn that baby out.
Yeah, you've gotten a lot of use out of it.
Yeah. I mean that one, because I started wearing it when I was homesick with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like a year and a half ago or longer.
I think longer.
Whatever. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to have that just to throw on. I wore it every single day. And then from there on, you know, it's like, I wanted to keep it nice, but at the same time, I wanted to have a flannel to throw on to go and work and go to the ranch. And so I made that decision early on, like this thing's going to get real worn out and I'm gonna be okay with it. But they have a ton. They have all kinds and other types of like little jackets or,
no, they have really cute stuff. I was just in the city over the weekend and they have a Rails store that I
took in
there. I was showing my sister because my sister, we've talked about this before on our podcast. My sister is a huge fan of like going to Target or, you know, which is fine and getting like a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is that every time I go to Target or something like that, it's not sewn right. I don't like how long it lasts, or once you wash it once, it shrinks up weird, or it's just cut funny. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I choose not to go. I'd rather invest in something that's a little bit more expensive and that will last longer. And like you said, I mean, I bought my flannel after you had yours, and I've had mine.
Yeah.
Like added like three more to my, you know, my little collection, and I've had them for years, and they wash really well. And they stay looking really nice. And I like the fit of it. It's just light,
yep.
You know, it just hangs well. So anyway, so we went into the store, and so many cute things in there. Oh my gosh. And my sister was saying, she goes, you know, I've been washing all my Target stuff. I'm like looking at how much money I've like wasted on all this shit that I've bought. So I kind of see like why you would buy something a little more expensive. So I'm kind of like gearing her towards that direction. Oh my God, I got to tell you about this. So I was in the city over the weekend. Which by the way, thank you, Megan, for writing in. We appreciate you.
And congratulations.
Yeah, and congratulations. Exactly.
And I hope you have a
fucking amazing,
wonderful wedding day.
Wonderful wedding day.
Yeah.
So we went to the city. We had bought tickets. I think I told you last time, we had bought tickets to go see Celeste Barber.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was Friday night. And then Daniel had really wanted to see Jenny Slate, which I don't know if anybody knows who Jenny Slate is. I think she's been on Parks and Rec. She's been in like a bunch of like kind of like indie type movies.
Uh-huh.
I love her. She's hilarious. And so Daniel really wanted to see her Saturday night. So we were like, okay, well, we'll go up Friday night. Then we'll, you know, we'll go. He wanted to go to this Lego museum, which it's this dude that, you know, does all this art with Legos. He literally like recreates the Mona Lisa and some other like, you know, Van Gogh and like some.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, okay.
I do know who Jenny Slate is, and she is funny.
No, she's hilarious.
She is in Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like she's also in,
she's been in a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
She is kooky as hell.
Man, she's funny.
She's really funny.
She is really funny. Okay. I'm sorry. Continue.
No, it's okay. So then like we were going to go to the Lego thing. And the thing is, when you travel with our wonderful friend, Daniel, is that he likes to jam pack so many things, right, B? So mm-hmm. many things in a very small amount of time. So my request was, hey, can we just not do that? So, he was like, yeah, no problem. So we won't have plans on Saturday. You guys can go have breakfast, do your thing. 'Cause he was hanging with his friend, Sam. And then we'll go, to the Lego thing at 3:00. Then we'll have dinner. Then we'll go to Jenny Slate. Then we'll drive home. Cool. So he decides Friday night. No, we're going to add something else in there. We're going to do VR.
Yeah.
The sandbox VR. It's like this place down, in like downtown San Francisco. So it's virtual reality. So like you go in with like, you have, you know, a certain amount of players. So I'm like, okay, fine. You know, let's do it. And it's like, probably, I think you're doing it for like 45 minutes. So they suit you all up. Well, the one that they picked was, like basically zombies, fucking zombies. And so if anybody has listened to this, they know that I love scary movies,
mm-hmm.
but I love scary movies. I like to sit and watch something from afar. Like even like when you and I have gone to say, Universal Studios, remember how scared to death I was to go through the Walking Dead thing.
Yes.
Like I don't want to be around people pretending to be zombies. I don't want to be in a situation where I feel like something's coming at me.
Like it could actually touch you.
Yes. And which, I mean, it's virtual reality, so you know they're not touching you. But I got to tell you, suiting up, I was starting to sweat already because I'm hearing people in other rooms because people have headphones on, but you hear them screaming like so fucking loud. So we all get in there and we all decide, okay, like everybody back to back, like, you know, we're like waiting for these zombies to come out. And I'm like really nervous. Brooke, I'm not shitting you. These fucking zombies, they were fast zombies.
Oh,
they would run towards you.
Like I Am Legend.
And yes. And they would like grab you. They would grab you, like you couldn't feel them, but your suit would like, brrr, like vibrate. Uh-huh. At one point, my sister's got one on her back. I'm like shooting one off of her back. She's shooting one off my back. I've got a fucking zombie dog on my you know, I've got zombie vultures landing on my back. It was insane. There's this like giant thing that looks like he's like, I don't know, 15 feet tall, this giant zombie with this big like hacker thing that he would come in and like try to chop you up. It was just,
Dude, I wish that you would have had like a heart rate monitor on.
I know. I was so stressed out.
Just like check blood pressure, like before you go in and then check it when you come out. Jeez.
Oh my God. I mean, it actually, it got easier. Like after you got it, I mean, cause the first few times, I mean, I'm not going to scream into my mic, but I was like, get this the fuck off of me. Get Losing
was
my
Daniel,
mind.
Was Daniel just,
oh my God, they were dying. They're dying.
I can just hear them laughing right now.
Oh yeah. It was quite the experience, but it was fun. And then there's like a part like, you know, everybody, okay, now you get on the truck and you're really just in a square.
Yeah.
Right. And so like, it's weird because, like it says like step onto the truck. So like you step onto it and then like the whole lights go down and then they turn back on and then you're in the back of a truck. And so it's like, you know, you're, hi, Leslie. Hi.
She comes in and she's like, are you still podcasting?
Yes. Yes. Hi.
How are you?
Great. I was just explaining my VR experience, virtual reality experience with zombies. I don't know if I'll ever do it again. Scared the shit out of me.
Oh, it would have scared me too.
Yeah. Are you so excited for Bali?
I'm getting excited. I don't know what I'm going to wear.
I know.
Hey, by the way, I bought you a prize. We'll send it to you.
Why'd you buy me a prize?
That's what she does.
I know, but you're so sweet.
Got to be something to wear. You might not even like it.
You're so sweet. Well, don't send it.
You're going to like it.
Of course I'll like it. And anything your mom ever picks is amazing.
Well, we all have them.
Oh, I love you. Perfect.
So I'm sending it to you.
Love you.
I'll mail it out tomorrow or Wednesday to you.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm looking forward to just hanging out with you guys.
Huh? Oh yeah.
I'm just looking forward to hanging out with you guys. I haven't seen you since I'm like in person since like December.
I am so excited to do this and then our trip to Nashville.
Yes.
I'm like beyond excited for Nashville.
Yes. I know. We need to get those tickets though.
Yeah.
Everyone I've talked to is like tickets within the US have been like freaking outrageous.
It just sometimes just depends, but we'll get them. We'll as soon as we get back from this, we'll book them.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, love you.
All right, love you.
For those of you that are confused about what's in Nashville, well, Nashville, you remember if you know, maybe you don't remember, but we surprised Gina for her birthday.
Yes.
Tickets to see the Judds, which Winona's mother passed away shortly after they announced that tour, but we found out that the tour is still on and Winona is actually going to be accompanied with different artists.
It's going to be amazing.
At each stop. So I don't know who will be with her when she comes to Nashville, but we chose Nashville because it's also the last show of the tour, which
it's going to be a good one. There's got to be somebody amazing.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm so excited. It's just so funny because I remember it was remember it was like right before the pandemic hit and you were like, okay, we're going to Jamaica.
Oh yeah.
It was like, and then the pandemic hit. We were like, okay, never mind. We're not going.
Just kidding. We're not going to
Jamaica.
And
then it was like, yeah.
We're going to Bali.
Yeah, we're going to Bali.
We're not going to Bali.
So, yeah. it's been kind of a roller coaster. So yeah, I was like almost in tears when Brooke told me that she had gotten tickets to see the Judds. And it was, I think it was what, like a week later,
uh-huh.
A week later, they announced that Naomi had passed and we were like, no, I mean like, so, I mean, obviously not just for myself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, so, so sad for the family and all of that, but then also it was like, oh, come on. But yeah, so I'm very excited to find out that she's still doing that. So very cool.
Oh yeah. I'm very excited.
Very excited.
Did I tell you that my dad's not coming anymore?
No.
So my mother has given dad's ticket to Devin.
Oh, perfect.
So it's me, you, Devin, and mom.
Oh, maybe you did tell me.
It's going to be fun.
Sounding familiar now that you say
we're going to, I think we talked about, so we're going to go. We're going to stay somewhere where we can, I don't know, get a massage.
Yeah.
And maybe go shopping and have some dinner.
Massage.
And, you know, go see the Judd, go see Wynonna Judd. Just sing your little heart out. Can't wait.
Cannot wait.
Oh man. Maybe we'll do a shopping day where we go and get outfits for to wear to the show.
Oh yeah.
Get some new boots.
I need to get some boots. Some boots.
Some boots.
Some boots.
Maybe some rhinestones.
Some boots.
And a rhinestone cowboy.
All right, guys. We're losing it here.
We are.
All right. Well, I was going to read one more thing. Oh, no. I'll wait.
You going to wait?
Yeah, I'll wait for that one. Okay. I've been going for about an hour.
We have. I'm yawning. What's
I know. Me too. Tired.
And I need to go. I need still need to go into the gym. I ran. You guys, I ran. You guys, Gina, I ran 4 miles today without stopping.
Damn. That's awesome. Look at you. Yeah. You're getting it back, girl.
Yeah. But the only issue is I've been running a lot and I really enjoy it. My ankles and my feet hurt. But after a session like that, and I sweat as much as I do because it's summertime. And then I'm pooped. So I wait to then, I haven't been lifting. So that's what I need to get back into doing because my quads are small. My butt is flat.
You're so full of shit.
No, it's true.
Maybe flatter.
Flatter.
It's okay. I just can't wait to get into a bathing suit in Bali because I'm probably in the, I don't know, the worst shape I've ever been.
I ordered a bathing suit from Amazon.
Yeah.
Thought it would be really cute. Got a medium, you know. I knew the it didn't work at all.
Well, it's
like one of those things you put on, and I got a medium top, and I double checked it. I looked at it and I was like, wait, what size did I order? Medium. I was like, okay. I don't know how it's gonna cover me. And then I put it on, and Todd was in the other room, and I had it on, and it was just so bad. Everything about it looked so bad that I could not, I thought I could hear him walking and I did not want him to see me in it. I was like, oh God, should have seen me trying to get out of it.
Like if he sees me in this, he will never be attracted. Like it's that bad.
It was more like, I just didn't want to have to explain where I got it.
I don't feel like unless you have like a cookie cutter body, you can buy it on Amazon. There's just no way.
And you know what? This is okay. I'm going to leave you guys with this because I know we said we're going, but now that we're just on this quick subject of swimsuits and like body type, I mean, all these girls that have the cutest little bodies and figures, and they're able to wear these, like they wear the bottoms that are high, like pulled up high.
Yeah.
And it fits them just fine. And almost like,
well, it's because they have little waists and then like hit, like, yeah, they're curvier.
Dude, how?
Okay, can I just tell you what I hate?
Sure. Hang on. I'm going to show you this.
Wait, no.
This is what I'm trying to figure out. Okay.
Okay.
So this, where it goes out right here on my hip, right?
Yeah.
It goes out.
Yeah.
So when I wear swimsuit bottoms, you guys were looking, Gina's watching me on my video, and I try to pull them up high, like where they would sit. Like
it these cuts girls, you.
I can't do that. It doesn't sit over this. And then it's like, and then it just doesn't work.
Yeah. You're too muscular.
I'm looking at these cute little bodies and these girls. I'm thinking, is there an exercise I could do?
No,
I mean, I wouldn't do it anyways. I mean, I've been saying I was going to do nothing but butt exercises. And
it has nothing to last. Well, cause it has nothing to do with it. It's just the way you're shaped. Like it's the same thing for me. But yeah, this is what I love. Like every single Instagram thing that I see, they go like this. They go, you guys, look. And then they like back up and they're like, oh, and then they have like these little tiny waists and like these little, and they're like, oh my God, look at the way that this is. And it's like, dude, you looked the same before. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
You're also like 20 something years old. And like, yeah, I don't know. It's just annoying. But every single one's like, oh my God, you guys, check this out. And then they like back up from the camera and they're like, this sucks me in perfectly. Oh my God. I don't know. And it's like, shut up.
Yeah, you know.
I just want this off my feed.
That's where all you can say is like, I love that for you.
Hey, good for you, which is also another way of saying fuck you.
Yep.
Yeah.
hey. I'm kiss. I just keep waiting for the day that there's going to be a style of a cut or a style of clothing or swimsuit or whatever that like finally flatters like my, like our body type, you know?
Well, for me, it's really just going to be a fucking muumuu bathing suit. I mean, that's really what I need. I need wetsuits as bathing suits. That's what I need to like come into style.
No, we know how we should dress you the whole time we're in Bali.
Please tell me.
The big dark glasses.
Okay.
Maybe like hair up in a bun, and then maybe we like, you know, something like scarf that's like silky around. And then we just put you in one of those really like
a caftan.
Yes.
A caftan. Dude, I'm going to live in a caftan. That's
your vibe. That
is my vibe.
That is the vibe I think that we should all be striving for. for like, you know, when we no longer care, or we're old enough where like you just shouldn't care as much, but you still care.
Yeah. I think people are lying if they say they don't care.
Man, I care too much. That's why this whole episode started out with me being like, you guys, I'm really scared. I'm taking my extensions out. I mean, seriously, you know what the worst part about it? Here's what I think about and why it scares me so much is because there's just never a good time for me to, it's a trial and error thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I know what it's going to be like. It's been so long. And my hair naturally without extensions in. What are you doing?
I have something on my back. I'm listening to you.
Oh, my hair without my
trying to take a picture of it.
It's just I have tons of hair, but it's baby fine, you know. And so my hair was shitty prior to.
Yeah.
And I got sick of wearing my hair shorter because my mom, when I was young, started cutting it short because, you know, when you have really fine hair, a shorter cut makes it more full, appear more full, blah 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 blah. So I started doing tape and extensions, and just to give me some more fullness and to like, so I could wear my hair like a little longer and have that fullness to it, which I've loved that. I've loved having, you know, fuller, longer hair because I've always kind of thought it softened my look up a little bit, especially when I was competing and I was stronger and visibly stronger than I am now. I liked it because it softened up my look, aside from my face always being a baby face with, you know, those fake cheekbones. So, that everyone thinks I have, but I'm in a, you know, there's a possibility I do this and it absolutely sucks.
I think it'll be great for vacation. I think it'll feel nice to have it off your head.
The thing that, the part that scares me is just because, you know, I like pictures and things and stuff that I have coming up like right after the trip, you know, and I know that just makes me sound, you know, super vain or whatever, but you guys, with whatever could be going on in life, like we're always dealing with like crazy ups and downs or hurdles, or there's always bullshit. Right. And what are we always saying? Like, you know, what else really? Like, of course, like add it to the list of stuff that's going wrong, you know, and that's just life. It's just shit happens, you know, but for me, it's like, if I, on my worst day, like I've had a whole year of garbage, if not feeling great. But if I got my hair done and my skin wasn't absolutely going mad, like it's almost like I can lean into that when other things feel like they're falling apart, not lean into it in a weird vein, like look at me way. No, it's a personal thing. It's like,
well, I think everybody has probably something like that. Like for you, it's this one thing, but like for other people, I think everybody has their thing that makes them feel like, okay, like maybe this isn't all coming
together.
Almost like
you have it together.
Yeah, almost like this, you, like this isn't all coming together for me, but at least I have this. So like this makes me feel a little bit better about,
yeah,
about all of this.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like I'm going to go and potentially have my, you know, like my binky taken away.
Just be crying for your hair the whole time. I want my wave. I want my wave. All right. Yeah. Well, we're going to make it. All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.